Thank you for holding. Is this Benson?
Yes.
Hey, Benson. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. I mean, I'm good. Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you for asking, by the way.
Good to see you.
Yeah. Most guys skip that part, so I appreciate that. I just chimed in here. Tara asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and some details, and I said, okay, I'll jump on. But did you have any questions about the listing or how the placements work?
So basically, like, it's just my Google business is just going to be promoted more, sounds like.
No, this is Google Guaranteed. I mean, obviously you will get promoted more. It'll be right at the top, but we're actually guaranteeing you qualified leads. They're like live handed off and they only go to you. You know, they're exclusive and you're only getting charged if you accept the lead.
Okay. And so, if I accept the lead, are other people like, the customer, are they getting leads from other people or no?
No. Part of the Google Guarantee program, if they want the Google Guarantee, which is the Google Guarantee to the customer or the end user that's searching, is that we've background checked this guy. We know that they're credible and they have all the proper paperwork that they need. And then also Google is backing your work. Since we're directly referring them to you, we're providing a $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of their project or that job.
Okay.
And so they want that. So they go with the guy usually that we hand them off to. But it's more
okay.
Go ahead.
No, you can keep talking, sorry.
No, I was just saying, like, sometimes we pre-screen them, though, based on what you feel is an ideal client, and maybe you decide that it's not going to work from a scheduling standpoint or whatever the case is. We're actively on those calls, so we can actually help them get connected to another contractor. It doesn't charge you the lead fee if you decide that you can't take them on or can't work with them. So it's a very thorough process in making sure that you're not spending money on things unless they're actually helping your business move forward and gain new clients.
Okay. And how much does that cost?
Yep. So it's a pay-per-lead program. So you have to pay for each individual lead. I can actually pull the numbers on it right now. But before I pull the numbers, I just want to make sure that you even qualify. I don't want to waste your time and have us get to the point of doing a background check, and then we can't pass the background check. So I'm going to ask you some questions. If you feel uncomfortable, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have you had any felonies in the last 7 years?
No.
Okay. Do you have a social security number?
Yes.
Okay. You have a driver's license?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And they're going to require, let me see what the requirements are for license and insurance. Give me 1 second. So we'll go.
Which I was going to get my LLC down here soon and then insurance, get business insurance. I should already have it, but those are two things I'm going to do soon. So.
Okay. Let me see what the exact, what they're going to ask for from a license and insurance standpoint here.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. So landscaper, Liberty, Missouri. This will cover 60-mile radius. Okay. GGBot not responding. Okay. Let's try this again. So landscaper, Liberty. Okay. So the licensing requirements can be displayed at your own discretion, but they say they do want you to have around $250K in general liability insurance. So are you insured?
Not yet, but that's what I was saying. I need to get that done.
Mm-hmm.
We were pretty much in the middle of switching companies from State Farm to I don't even know which we're going to, but I'm going to move all my, you know, auto, everything over and then get business insurance and basically just put it all under one thing.
Okay.
So that's what we're, like, in the middle of doing.
Okay. So awesome. As long as you intend to get it, that's the most important thing. If you're like, hey, I'm not carrying it and I don't intend to get it, they're not going to guarantee you, right? So,
yeah.
Oh, actually, they just messaged me back. They said that no license requirements were found for Missouri and no insurance requirements were found. The, I guess I pasted the wrong city from the past client I was working with this morning on there. Sorry. So for Liberty and surrounding areas, yeah, it says no license requirement found, no insurance requirement found. So as long as you don't have the felonies, you can pass the background check and you got the driver's license and a social, they'll be able to Google guarantee you. So now let me figure out what these lead fees are. I know it's a $250 application just to get started. You're already working on your Google business profile.
Yeah, but I don't know what I need to do because, they haven't approved me. It's been a couple weeks. Like, I'll pull it up right now and see what it says, but I don't know. I can't really, like,
they
can't
tell
get
you
hold
to,
of them. Like, there's no way to call them.
Yeah, you can't. They usually will tell you, that's what I was going to ask you, do they tell you to reach out to a premier partner to do your verification, video verification?
No, nothing about video verification.
Hmm. That's usually the next step. So sometimes they'll have an issue with like name, address, phone number, or website, and like verifying the information has to all match up, and then they'll be able to verify like, okay, this is a real business through the AI portion of it. But if you can't get through the AI portion of it, then they kind of hold it. They don't verify it, and then you have to do a video verification. So they'll tell you to contact a premier Google partner in order to do that and get your business verified. We are a premier Google partner, Benson. That's what I was asking. We'll be able to verify your listing and, but I just can't even find it. So it's just under Holland Landscape and Lawn Care?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to find it here on my back end.
It says here, it says not publicly visible.
Right.
And then when I go click on it and,
it'll tell you why?
You know, it says access has been suspended and then I go to take action or whatever. And I already submitted an appeal a couple weeks ago. And it just says that it's in progress is what it says.
Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, you're basically in the snail mail. They have like no urgency to get to that. But once we, let's say you go, okay, let's go ahead and do Google Guarantee and we do this local listing, they're going to fast track it. They're going to jump on those right away. Those are the guys that get the priority because they're actually doing advertising where it's going to be, they need it to get displayed. They're paying Google to have them on the first page or help them generate leads. So those guys are going to get first priority versus just somebody that's trying to verify that their listing exists. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll knock that out for
good.
You. But it is a separate service.
Yeah, I just,
so
that's.
Oh, sorry.
I just signed up for Angie, and I mean, you know, they had me paying $770 a month.
Wow.
And now I'm down to $385 a month because I took off some services that weren't getting any jobs, and I took down my service area because they put it way higher than what I told them to, and I just didn't realize it until just now. But basically, I'm paying $385 a month now, and I mean, I'll pay the $250 start and whatever it is. But I don't know. I need to get more jobs. But I mean, I guess that's the whole point of this. But
yeah. So here's how this works. So to be transparent with you, you're gonna need local SEO services. Those packages, they start at $199 month to month, and then you have a $250 application fee for Google Guarantee. So if you were to actually sign up with us, because we do still have to verify your listing and optimize your local listing too, like that has to be verified. You usually need to have at least 5 reviews on that Google business profile before we can even launch your Google Guarantee campaign. So the idea here would be to get you verified, get that up and running locally, get 5 jobs, or if we could accumulate 5 reviews from maybe a past client, and then we'll be working simultaneously on the Google background check. I know you still have to get your insurance too. You plan on it. You don't have to get it, but you plan on getting it. That's something that we're going to want to have displayed on your Google Guarantee anyway. But basically, by the time you have those 5 reviews and you're ready to launch, they will already have the background check done. We could put you right up into the Google Guarantee category. And then Google will guarantee you 13 leads at $48 a lead. So it comes out to like $628. And that's not a monthly bill. That's a bill that's paid out based on how you exhaust those leads. So if you only use like 4 leads in a month, the remaining 9 leads will roll over to the next month. They're not just going to keep charging you $628 every month. Does that make sense?
So like what, as in rollover, you mean that like I pay for them next month, or will I just get new leads?
So the first month is just going to be $449. Okay, that's for your local. The leads that you'll be able to generate there will come from your local listing. Those are the guys that show up next to the map if you just type in lawn care or landscaping, right? So we need to run that for a month basically just to get you verified and get those 5 jobs going. In the meantime, we'll be going through your background check. Once your background check's complete and you say, hey, I want these guaranteed leads. These are your actual leads that you're guaranteed. You know, they have a 95% conversion rate. We say, okay, but it's the starting balance is 13 leads is the minimum, so they're going to charge you $628. So it's basically they're charging you $48 a lead for 13 leads. It's going to be $628. You're going to have a guaranteed 13 leads. And then let's say that month you only use 4 of them, you still have 9 remaining. So they're not going to automatically charge you another $628 next month. It's going to roll over until you've exhausted those 13 lead balance, or that $628 lead cost, lead budget. Once that's exhausted, then you have the option to renew. It's not going to automatically just renew on you.
So like the 13, like I pay the 600, get the 13, and let's just say I use like 4 leads a month, so I don't have to pay again until 3 months. Am I getting that right, or am I?
Yeah. Exactly. Because if you do 4 a month, 3 months would be only 12 leads. You'd still have 1 more lead, and then they'll go, okay, you're out of Google guaranteed leads. So if you want to refresh, you got to pay another $628.
Okay. So the $628 is guaranteeing me 13 leads that don't go to anybody else.
Exactly. And they're live handed off to you, and you're only getting deducted from your balance unless if you give us the go-ahead. Like, hey, I'm going to go out and meet with this guy. This works. I'm going to go out on this one. So those calls are live. So you'll have recordings of those in your tracking system. You'll know exactly how it's being deducted and what your balance is through the app.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm paying the $250. Like if I were to pay the $250 today, and then do I pay the $620 or whatever it was today too?
No. Today what you'd pay is your local, because you're not verified, right? So you have to pay the $199 plus $250. So it's $449 today. That's it. That covers your whole first month of local. Then for the next 30 days, we're just basically running off local and doing your background check and application. Once your application and background check is passed, which I know it will, I've already pre-screened you. That's why I was asking about the felonies and everything. I want to make sure it's like 100% going to go through. So once that goes through, then you're up in that Google guarantee category, but they're not going to charge you until you say you're ready to start taking on leads. When you tell them you're ready to start taking on leads, they're going to charge that $628 at that time.
Okay. And so what is this local thing that you're saying? What is that exactly?
Yeah, so your Google business profile, you have to get verified. They'll do a local optimization. So if you type in lawn care Liberty, Missouri right now, you'll see the top-ranking organic guys there right next to the map. You'll have one of those.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's mainly, the main focus for doing that is because you need to be verified and you need to have at least 5 reviews in order to get Google guaranteed. So we're basically doing that as a stepping stone instead of saying, hey, you're not here yet. We can't put you in Google guarantee. We're going, hey, we're going to get you there. We'll process it all for you so that way we can fast track you into Google guarantee. Does that make sense? So we'll get you those 5 reviews, get that knocked out, you'll be verified. And those are things you're going to want anyway. I mean, even if you leave our services later, you're going to want to be a verified business with reviews that people can actually look up and see you're real, you know. But we host and maintain that every month at $199 month to month. So you'll be there locally, and then you'll also have guaranteed leads as well, which will be at the top of the screen.
Okay, so I pay the $250 or pay technically $450 to start, and then $200 every month from there.
Correct. And then the way the lead balance works is like after you've already passed the background check, you say, "Hey, okay, I want these guaranteed leads." They'll activate it. You have 13 lead balance, $628. You'll pay out once you give us the go ahead on that. Once you're ready to go.
So Google's price is $628 or whatever, and then your guys is $200 a month.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't mind me asking, how'd you guys get my number?
Google. We're a premier Google partner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're
okay.
Literally right
just,
next
I
to Google here in Southern California.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just, all right.
Yeah, they create a list. Like, they go, okay, these guys might be a good fit for the openings in Google Guarantee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I was
really
asking.
Want to
I was
do
like,
it.
Did you receive that message to connect with the Google partner to get your verification? Because that might have been why they put you in our system, too.
I haven't really received any message. I just submitted an appeal.
No, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was like 2 weeks ago, and I haven't really heard anything since, so.
They usually don't, yeah. But the Google partners are usually do like a lot of the hosting and customer service when it comes to Google Business Profiles and Google Advertising. It's just like our division, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do really want to do it. It's just, would it be better to wait until my thing's actually, online or publicly visible, or my business or my Google business accounts actually
not at all,
whatever?
Not at all, because then, but look at how much time we'd be wasting there, you know, versus if we started working on it all now. I mean, you're kind of in this window of like peak season. You know, we're in peak season. First day of summer was just Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we put it off. I mean, you can miss half the season by putting it off.
Okay. Just trying to think. So I'll be paying the $450 now, and I won't be getting any leads this month. And then I'll have to pay another.
You're not getting guaranteed leads, but you'll still be able to get jobs. I mean, the guys that are showing there locally are getting calls all the time, like guards, lawn maintenance, lawn doctor. So they're just organic calls.
Yeah.
They're not guaranteed calls that are exclusive to you.
But my business account isn't set up yet, but
it will be. Yeah, we have to. That's
okay.
The whole local listing. That is a local listing. Like what you see there locally are people's verified Google business profiles, where we've gone into the back end of their Google business profile and done optimization to move them up to the first page of those search results. So that's our $199 services covering you there. So you're going to get verified. Like that's the whole,
okay.
The whole point of us doing that is because you need to have yourself verified, and you need to have at least 5 reviews in order to even get the guaranteed leads in the first place. Make sense?
And do you know how long it would take to get verified?
It's pretty quick. Like I said, when they see that you're enrolling in Google Guarantee and you're paying for the advertisement and you're interested in buying their guaranteed leads, that's like Google's main source of income. So they jump on those. Those guys get priority.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so like whenever you look up landscaping, it's basically just in the sponsored part. Is that what you guys are talking about?
Yeah, the Google guaranteed ones will even be above that. So you'll have a little green check mark that'll say Google verified and Google guaranteed, and it'll even be above Guards Lawn Maintenance and Dream Lawn once we've done the background check and everything. So you'll be above those sponsored guys. The sponsored guys are doing pay-per-click usually. And then there's Google guaranteed guys that are doing guaranteed leads. And so when you have that Google guaranteed listing, you'll actually be the very first guy on the page. It's not like, oh, just a guy in the sponsored section, or, oh, just a guy listed organically. You'll actually be the very first guy on the page, like at the top of the screen.
So, there's no other, so basically what you're saying, there's no other people doing what I'm signing up for.
I think there is another one. Let me see. Hold on. I think there is one other one that we have there. But yeah, it is Google's newest product. They're basically going to be requiring everybody in sponsored and to be Google or everybody in sponsored needs to be Google guaranteed starting at the middle of next month, just because Google's trying to remove their liability in the situation of, let's say somebody goes onto their phone and says, "Hey Siri, can you connect me with a landscaper?" And they connect them at a live call with a Google guaranteed guy, or if they were to connect them in a live call with anybody, they want to make sure that they're not liable if something goes wrong. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Since it's a direct referral from Google. And so the only way to remove that liability is like background check these guys, you know, make sure they have the proper requirements, you know, make sure that they're doing good business and they mean well. We don't want to have these people getting connected with some fly-by-night guy that's undocumented, just came here and ended up stealing a bunch of stuff out of their house. You know what I mean? So that's, that's why they're doing all of this.
And then one more thing, with the guaranteed leads, is it for only, like, can I, like, set it to only certain types of jobs, or is that guaranteed leads for any type of landscaping?
No, yeah, so you're in this landscaper vertical, which has various different jobs in it. I can actually list the main ones off to you, but there are others, and you have final say on what you're listed for. So you actually will go into an interview. I'll schedule an interview. You have to do a local interview and then a Google guaranteed one. We could set those for tomorrow. But they'll go over the specific, hey, these are the leads that I'll accept as guaranteed leads. We want to connect you with people that you're willing to pay for and that are actually ideal. So, like in the landscaper category, we have guys that say, hey, I actually do hardscaping or landscape design, and I'm only going to pay the lead fee if you are getting me landscape design hardscape leads. They go, okay. So their Google guarantee is based on 13 leads that are landscape and hardscape design. Does that make sense? Or hardscape and landscape design. Yeah, so you do have control over that. The local listing, you can be listed for up to 15 keywords at a time. For Google guarantee, same thing. But usually what they do is they go in there and they say, hey, I don't want to be listed for all these other things. Let me just focus on this, this, and this. That's what I'm willing to pay the lead fee for. And then it's up to us to go in and pre-screen and match you up with qualified leads, because you're only going to get charged if the leads meet your parameters and what you're requesting as the business owner.
Okay. And I get to choose, like, accept it or deny it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you have an app and a tracking system.
And if I deny it, if I deny it, I don't get charged for it.
Right. Yeah, you don't get charged for it if you deny it. We'll actually have the customer live on the line. They're still trying to get a Google guaranteed guy and get that insurance. And the background check was done. So we'll just connect them with somebody else. If we can't find a provider in their area, then they're not going to be eligible to get a Google guaranteed contractor. It is what it is.
Okay. And so with the 13 leads, if I were to deny one, do I get another one, or does it just take it off of my 13?
No, you get another one. Yeah, they're not going to deduct it or charge you for it. So you have a 628 balance. They're only going to charge you the lead fee of $48 if you accept the lead. They're not charging you for leads you don't accept.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why the conversion rate is 95% with these, is because we're matching them specifically to what you're requesting, and then we're handing them off to you exclusive and live versus just like texting you their information, telling you to call them back and charging you. We don't want you paying for stuff that's not actually helping your business move forward.
Okay, makes sense. I've spent all that money on Angie's, and then if I'm going to do this now, it's just, you know, I'm a little hesitant just because I don't really have any jobs lined up, and I kind of need to be making more money. But, I do want to do it. I would just, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk to my friend about it. Well, I mean, I own the business, but it just helps having a, you know, somebody else that does it with me, help me make the decision. But, it mind me giving you a call back in like 10, 15 minutes, let you know.
It works. It's just, I know they're pre-screening guys. I don't want them to send me another call in the meantime. I mean, these calls, I mean, we've been on like 45 minutes, I think, already. 25, sorry. But usually they end up going pretty long. Anyway, is there any way we can bring him on the line maybe, so they can't transfer me another person in the meantime?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that way, if he has questions, I can make sure we address them as well.
Yeah, let me text him real quick and see if he's in a position to call.
Okay. And also, too, just to keep in mind, our services are month-to-month. So if you do decide to move forward with us with the Google Guarantee Program, you're not going to be signing a contract today. We don't require that.
That's
30 days at a time. Yeah, I know. I did want to say that, too, because I've worked with people who have used that service in the past. And so our services are based on how we perform is what's going to dictate if the business owner comes back. So usually if they're seeing good ROI, they're going to keep using it each month, then we don't need the contract. And that lets Google know that we're doing a good job taking care of them. They're happy, obviously, if they continue to use the services each month, right?
So does it make any sense to be using Angie and Google Guarantee?
You'll probably cancel Angie's, honestly. Personally, you're talking to a guy that's just not a fan of it. So I do this every day, and I can't tell you how many guys I talk to where they're like, hey, they sent me these leads. I paid $150 for a roofing lead. I called the number. It was a dead number. And then now I'm calling Home Advisor by Angie's trying to get my money back. They're not giving me my money back. I'm fighting with these guys. It's like, I can't tell you how many times I've had that conversation. So I'm not a fan of them. I never recommend them in any way, but our calls are recorded by Google as a Google partner. So they tell us to not bash them or make them look bad in order to earn your business. And so I'm not going to tell you, I'm not supposed to tell you, hey, cancel them, go with us. You know what I mean? But yeah, my personal opinion of them is not good because they're just not making sure the leads are quality. They're also selling the same lead to like four or five guys. So you already have like a very slim chance of landing it before you've even called it. And either way, they've already collected their lead fee, you know?
Well, hopefully
I wouldn't sign up for it myself, put it that way. Like me knowing what I know about marketing, if I were to start a landscaping business tomorrow, that I would absolutely not go with that. I would focus on Google because these are things that you're going to keep long term. And that's usually what people use. Like I'm going to Google something. I'm not going to Angie something when I'm looking for a contractor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but I didn't just get fucked over because I was paying $770 a month and I dropped it down to $385. But, let's see, $385 times 12. I'll be paying like around $4,500 a year. And they say if I were to quit now, I have to pay 30% of my remaining balance.
Yeah, I had a guy yesterday and then him and his wife hopped on the line. They called them and they had to be kind of nasty. Like you have to be pretty like adamant with them. If you're just kind of a soft person, like, hey, I want to cancel, they throw out that 30%. And if you're like, oh dang, well, never mind, then they roll with it. But if you're one of those guys that's like adamant about it, like, no, this isn't good for my company, I don't want to do it, and you keep pushing the issue, like, I'm canceling, I'm going to write bad reviews. If you kind of get, those people get their money back and they get canceled. The people that are just kind of like a pushover in the situation, they end up paying that 30%. But the reality is like, if you stop the transactions through your bank, they have no way of getting into your bank account. they're not going to come after you over that. They're all the way in Colorado. Like they got to show up at a small claims court down in Missouri.
Okay.
Just to kind of come after.
So what you're saying is I can tell my credit card company that I don't want to be paying it, or?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, as a business owner, it's different than a general consumer. You know, if you decide like this is detrimental to your business and you're spending more money on it per se than you're making, or you just come to the conclusion like, hey, this isn't going to be good for my company. What if you shut down tomorrow? How are they going to hold you to a 30% agreement on leads that you're not even going to be taking? You get what I'm saying? It's just a smokescreen.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't even, like, I just started it, but, like, I don't know. I mean, I'd rather do Google because that's what I was trying to do.
Yeah.
But,
and honestly, anything in marketing where they tell you, hey, you got to sign a contract, it's like a woman asking you to marry her on the first date. Like, okay, psycho, I'm gone. Because it's like either way, they're trying to nail you down so that they get paid no matter what. And if in a real business relationship, it doesn't work like that. Like you get paid when I get results, or if I'm getting results from it. And so that's what this is. It's like you're paying based on results. We're making sure we're getting you qualified leads for what you're paying. It's not just some information gathered off the internet that we're going to sell to five guys, deduct five lead fees from each one of them and run. You know, and that's really what they are. If you look up FTC versus Home Advisor or FTC versus Angie, it's like the Federal Trade Commission, you're going to just see countless articles of guys that have gone through that system and had these problems. There's even like a whole page on Facebook all about like just business owners coming together, canceling those guys.
Okay. So, I mean, this is really, I don't know, I really shouldn't be asking you this, but so.
Yeah,
I'm
probably gonna get.
This isn't you, you know. I should be talking to Angie about this. But,
it's all good. I
so
tell
like,
them all the time. I'm like, you got to help people at the end of the day. Like that's kind of the how I go into work. I don't come into work to just like move this product. I tell them like, I want to actually help people and business owners grow. You know, you build these long term relationships with these guys. So it's not just about sign up and here's your lead fees. I'm going to be talking to you every day.
Yeah.
In order to get it all.
I understand.
You know? Yeah.
But, so, like, if I just, you know, like, continue with the month through it, and then, like, how do I do that? Because I feel like if I call them, they're going to, you know, try to tell me the contract thing. Should I call them and ask them to quit, or should I just go straight to my credit card company and say I don't want to be making those payments anymore?
Yeah, you could call them, but like I said, if you're just going to be very, like, I just want to quit, you know, it's like, nah, like, I'm going to report you guys. I'm going to file a chargeback through my bank. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You know what I mean? You have to have pushback back when they're pushing you into that 30%. But at the end of the day, what I've noticed through this process of people that are going through that is they always, if you push back and you get kind of like, okay, adamant about it, then they end up not only canceling it, but getting refunded. Then you have this group of guys. Then you have a group of guys that just cancels it. And then you have another group of guys that cancels it and gets charged the 30% in order to cancel it. So how you approach that call is going to dictate where you end up on that spectrum.
Okay. So and I've only paid $770. So if they cancel me, like I'm not. I mean, I'm not worried about getting that refunded, but.
I would be, but yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, still, I've gotten 10 leads, and every, like, half of them have been, the way you said, dead calls. You call them, nobody fucking answers. I mean, call them a million times, nobody answers.
Yeah.
Or you show up to their house, and they're like, oh, yeah, we've already had, like, 5 bids. And I'm like, what? Literally, I mean, Angie told me on the phone, you know, the representatives or whatever, they told me that whatever they were
trying to
do.
That was actually a real lead? Like, where's the call of them turning that into a lead? Where's the information where they applied online to turn that into a lead? How do you know that's not just some random dead number off a list of dead numbers that they have that they just texted to your phone and charged you $75 for? You don't.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, so.
They told me that they had like 3 different programs and that the one they were putting me through guarantees that I'm the only lead or, you know, I'm the only company that the lead is sent out to. And then I'm like talking to customers and they're saying that they're getting 4 or 5 different companies. I'm like,
yeah. When you go to that forum on Facebook, they even say like, hey, they told me that I was the only person getting this lead and I pulled up to bid this guy and there was 2 other companies there, like on that person's doorstep on the same day. Like the person was just
crazy.
Like telling all 3 of them that were calling, yeah, come out, come out, come out, come out. And then he thought it would be funny. Like, let's have all 3 of these guys bid me on this roof job and see who's going to, you know, like turn it into a competition. And it's like, what do you, like, why would you pay $75, drive out there or whatever the lead fee is, drive out there and then spend your gas on it. And then you now have to drop the price and compete with other guys or, you know what I mean? Try to get, beg them for the job. Like, they should be calling you because they want your help, because you're a trusted professional, because, you know what I mean? It's not how business is supposed to be done.
So, with the Google guaranteed lead, so, you, I mean, you guys said it's, like, only one person, like, if, but can't they just, like, search up other companies and call other companies, or, like, how does that work?
Yeah, they could, but the whole point of them jumping on and getting connected to a guy in the Google Guarantee program is so that they get the Google Guarantee insurance of this guy's in background check. They get the 2,000. So the whole reason that they're going through our system to get a Google Guarantee guy is because they want the insurance that Google's giving them. They also want to make sure that you have all the proper paperwork without having to ask you for it or look for it. You know what I mean? Do you have this? Do you have that? It's like, no, it's all provided to you right there, and we're connecting you to this person live.
Okay.
And then we're also insuring this guy. So if something goes wrong, we're covering you as the homeowner because we referred you to him. So they not only have the insurance that you have that we verified that you got or will have later, and then you're also getting the insurance from us. It's the best way to make sure your properties and your assets are properly protected.
All right. Let me add him real quick. He didn't text back. I'm just going to add him and see if he answers. But, yeah, honestly, I'd rather do that, but
it's just going to be better long-term, too. Like, if you're already telling me right now that you're having an issue with it, at some point moving forward, then you're going to leave them, and then you're still going to need to have your business online and in position to get customers, or else you're going to be excluding yourself from, like, 90% of the way that business happens nowadays. It's like you're still if you're already going to leave that, you're going to need to do Google advertising. We're in peak season, so if there was ever a time to do it, it's not like there's snow on the ground right now. It's like this would be the ideal time to do it. This is when everybody's looking for projects. So you'll be able to start yielding return on investment once we have it all up and running and got you through the background check.
Okay. Let me call him real quick. It might put you on hold for 2 seconds.
Sure.
I don't know why it's not working.
Mm.
I don't know. I guess, okay, I'll just do it. I mean, you guys said it's a month to month. I can cancel, but I mean, Google is originally what I was trying to go through, but I couldn't get it set up, and people tell me
it
was good, but I guess we can do that, and I'll call Andy and probably cancel because I have not been getting shit from it, and it's kind of annoying.
I hear you.
Know, I may keep it now and then just cancel before they bill me next month.
Yeah, you can always do that too, because like I said, the only time I'm able to really guarantee you is when it's the Google Guarantee leads. So if you want to kind of run those leads still until we, or at least like let them fulfill their end of the month or whatever before their next bill rolls around, by all means, you know, go for it.
Because
I mean, you're still going to need to supplement work until we have the background check done and, you know, we have you up and running and able to actually get the Google Guaranteed leads, right? Not saying that you won't get jobs from the local listing, but I can't guarantee you that. The only thing I can guarantee is the Google Guaranteed program. They don't even want us saying that word unless it's actually Google Guaranteed leads.
Okay.
All right.
Makes sense.
So
let
me create your account. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
Do you think if I were to do it now, do you think Angie would give me the 70-70 back, or do you think I should just keep going through with it? I mean, I've gotten 10 leads, and I have not gotten a single job off them. And
I want to go back to, like, my spectrum statement earlier, because I've been doing this for 12 years. Like, they used to be called Service Magic, so back in the day, and then they became Home Advisors, and then became Angie. So when I first started working here, like, I know that company really well. Really well.
Yeah.
And so you got three edges of the spectrum. There's the people who are very adamant, you know, they get aggressive. They do what they got to do, right? They get their money back and they cancel. Then there's guys that cancel, don't get their money back. And then there's guys that cancel, don't get their money back and get charged a 30% cancellation fee.
Yeah.
And you dictate that, Benson. Yeah. You dictate
okay.
that. And then I've also had guys that, like, go to their bank, they stop it, and then the whole argument's different. Like, you don't even have a way of charging me, and I've already filed a charge back. Now I'm going to report you guys if you don't reimburse me, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And then they get to a point where they'll try to fight, but they'll get worn down and just be like, look, it's not worth it. Just give him his money back and move on.
Okay. So
you know
what
I mean?
Do you recommend I do first? Just call them and try to cancel, or just cancel to my bank first?
I literally can't tell you that. you gotta draw that conclusion on your own.
Okay.
I've already said way too much. Just helping you out.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. All right.
I'm gonna get off this call and they're gonna go, what the hell did you just, yeah, you know, I'm not.
And then, just to help me.
I'm like, I'm helping him.
Exactly. So to determine if I should do it now, I mean, I'll make the decision myself, but what would your estimation be before I start getting even just a call? Not even guaranteeing leads, but like.
Yeah. So we gotta under promise. We gotta under promise to you. That's how we build these long term relationships with the business owner. So they tell us to tell you 4 weeks. However, if you're the adamant guy that's on top of it, right, where you're like, I'm filling out this form that I'm going to send you right now. You know, I'm signing off on the service agreement, and I'm available for my client interview tomorrow. Like, if you're on top of it and you're serious about getting it all moving, I've seen guys get through their background check, and we already have them up and running 2 weeks after sign-up.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Okay. But we're going to be back here going like, okay, we're going to get this verification process. Maybe Google says, hey, we need the video verification. Then we're going to call you. Hey, we need to do this video verification. Can you get this information? You know what I mean? And it's like, if you're on top of it, and it'll go through really, really quickly. And if you're one of those guys we got to like chase down and just to get simple information that we need to keep it moving forward, then it's going to be kind of a headache. But that's why we have the forms in the first place, is like, okay, you submit all this information. That way when we run into those hurdles, we already have it on file. We don't have to keep calling you, bugging you for the stuff every time.
Okay. All right.
Make sense?
Yeah.
So you got a team of guys walking you through it. And the only way we're going to keep you coming back each month is if we be transparent on, like, the timetables and when you're going to see results and what kind of results you're going to see. I'm not going to promise you the moon and the stars just so you sign up with me right now. I'm going to tell you keep your money, because otherwise you're just going to cancel next month, and we do want to build a long-term relationship with you.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I think I might just keep Angie's for a couple more weeks, you know, so you guys, because they're not going to bill me till the 15th of next month. But I mean, I don't know if I can maybe get if I can get one job out of them, that'd be nice to pay for what I paid them. But I mean, yeah, like I've gotten 10 leads and some of them
are
dead calls.
If you keep accepting those leads though, like your chances of getting reimbursed or go out the window. But as far as you still being able to cancel without the cancellation fees, you'll still be able to do that, you know. But
well,
if you
I mean,
keep
I don't
accepting
really accept
leads. Oh, okay.
They
then
just
there
give
you go.
Them to me.
Oh, then there you go.
Yeah, they just send them.
Yeah. It's different programs.
What do you mean, there you go? Like, as in,
They have different programs. So that's what I was saying. Like, some guys are just accepting leads and they're pay per lead, and there's other guys that do, like, the opportunities thing. So if you're already just doing the opportunities thing, then you're fine. It's just what I'm trying to avoid is you, like, if you go, okay, let's keep sending me these leads for the 7-something that I've sent you, and then you go back later and say, hey, I want that 7-something back as a refund, they're going to go, look, we sent you these for these leads, so
okay.
We're not refunding
okay.
you. So I'm just letting you know, like, if you keep going down that rabbit hole, the chances of you getting refunded for that is going to be slimmer than if you were to stop it. But again, this is
the
me 770
is not yet
way too far right now. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just 770.
I'm getting like hesitant
because
I keep going
that.
Down this rabbit hole. Yeah, that's all it is. But you'll still be able to, like, part ways with them at any time and avoid that 30% again if you're being adamant about doing that with them.
Okay.
Make sense?
All right. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm like giving you the answers and then I'm like biting my own tongue like,
yeah.
Dude, what are you saying, you know? Because the call is recorded.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, trying to avoid my own.
Hopefully you don't get in trouble.
Yeah, but it is what it is. You know, you got to help people at the end of the day too. And I can't tell you how many times I've run into people where I hate that situation that you're in. It's on a personal
note. No, I understand.
You know, yeah.
And I mean, it's kind of annoying when 3 different people call me from the same company and they're all telling me different things. I'm just like, it's kind of confusing.
Doesn't match up. Yeah.
All
right, Benson.
Yeah,
so I'm going to create your profile here, and we can get your suspension uplifted. That's going to be the first line of work for the Google Business profile, and we'll get that verified. So I just want to verify basic information here. What's the street address for the business?
So that's one thing that might be why they suspended it is, you know, I don't really have an address.
Yeah, it's usually name, address, phone number, or website discrepancies that cause suspensions. So, did you give them, like, a P.O. box or something?
No, I gave them my home address.
Okay. What was the home address that you gave them originally?
909 Jackson Drive.
Okay.
And that's Liberty, M.O., 64068.
Yep, that's what I got here. Okay. Let me see what happens when I go.
I think I gave them that one. I mean, I don't, unless there was an option for... I don't have a business, or I don't have an address, but I think if they made me fill out one, that's the address I work.
Yeah, I mean, you could still hide your address on there, but you have to give them that usually, because they'll send, like, a PIN in the mail first, and then if the PIN doesn't go through or there's a discrepancy, that's when they go to the video verification. So when I look this address up, though, there's no business that shows up, even on the non-showing business listings, so... I'm guessing you never got a pin in the mail.
Okay. So I never,
you never
I
got
never
the pin?
Put my, never got a pin?
You never got a pin in the mail? It says Google on it. Like, if you look up on Google, like a Google verification letter, it's just like a white postcard says Google. You open it up. It has like these little edges you rip off, and then there's a little 5-digit code in there. It says your Google verification number for Holland Landscape and Lawn Care.
Yeah, no, I don't think I got that unless my mom got it, but I feel like she would have told me.
Yeah, I got you. So the address isn't the issue. We just got to get you verified. It looks like there you just got stopped right away because of some discrepancy. So I'm going to find it, though. Is this the phone number that we're on right now? Is this the same phone number you used for the GBP or the Google Business page?
I think so, but I'm not sure because I have two phone numbers and they're just on the same phone, but one, you know, one's, I think this is my business number, so I mean, I should have put it on there, but anything could happen.
This one's still registered to Diane Roach.
Diane Roach? What the hell?
Yeah. And then previously it belonged to somebody in Lee's Summit. Yeah, but there's no... I'm still not getting any business profiles for this.
Do you want to try to put my other phone number in here?
Yep. Yep. Let's do it.
816.
Uh-huh.
226.
226.
0484.
0484. No, that one has even less. It's okay.
I feel like I would have put the 810-9133 on it.
It's okay. We're going to completely resubmit it like it's a new one. The other one doesn't have any reviews or anything on it anyway. It never even got listed to the public. So if I got to go in there and just delete comes up, I'll just delete it.
Exactly.
And we'll just build a whole new one. So which number do you want to use moving forward?
810-9133.
Okay, so that's what we're on. I'm going to save this other one just in case I need to get a hold of you and the first one's not working. And then what's the business email address where I could send a receipt, everything in writing, your Google Guarantee application, and your username and password for your tracking system?
Send to BensonHolland82@gmail.com. BensonHolland, and then HOLLON.
Like the business. Okay, I got it. 82@gmail.
Yep.
Okay, I gotcha. You don't sound like you were born in 82. You sound young. Younger.
Yeah.
Sound like you're in 20.
82 is all they had.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Yeah, okay, there we go. I was going to say, like, early 20s.
Yeah.
All right.
Not even there yet. All
right. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
You can put it, if you're going to do it, I just honestly didn't even feel like putting in 5 to 9 on the, or, you know, not 5 to 9, 7 to 5 or whatever. You can put, I put 24 hours, but honestly, just whatever.
Okay. So for the local listing, we could do like a 24/7 thing, but for Google Guarantee, this is more like also what times of the day are you willing to accept leads? Like, are you okay with us calling you after 5 o'clock with a lead?
Yeah.
So
anytime.
Those hours matter. Okay, so you just kind of want to leave it open availability anytime.
Yeah, anytime is business time.
Okay, I like that. All right, open availability 24/7. All right. Because that's for calls anyway. I mean, obviously, you get on the line with them. You might have to just, hey, I'll be there tomorrow or next week, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
All right. Save. All right. Got the profile set up here. And then now we got to go into this domain. I automatically attached that HollandLandscapeLawnCare.com. Are you comfortable with that site?
Yep. Okay. I just created it, so I mean, it hasn't been around that long, but
yeah,
I mean, everything's pretty much done on it. I mean, maybe I could add a couple more things, but yeah.
It's loading. Okay. It's not bad. It's a landing page.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's all right. It's new.
Is that your actual work, or is it like, is that generic?
That's all work. I would never post anybody else's.
Good man. All right. Save.
I don't understand. People have done that with mine. I'm just like, what the heck?
Yeah, there's copyright laws, though, so we go after them. That guy
yeah,
said
I
that. Like, look, this guy has my same picture from here. Can you help me? And
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen it multiple times. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Especially when it's like they take it from a big guy, and it's like, okay, like, obviously this isn't yours. Like, this guy's...
Yeah.
You could see, like, this still has, like, the sleeve of one of his business shirts on one of his employees there. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotcha. All right, profile set up.
I need to post more, but.
Yeah, I mean, I could send you an email, too. So, like, if you want to send in photos, you could send them to this email, and we'll be able to publish them across all platforms. So Google, the Google Business Profile, and then when you have your local listing and the SEO that we do there, we actually submit you to other directories, too. Like, you end up on the first page of Bing. They usually pull from Google's top organic results for their top five recommendations. So because we're doing that local $199 each month, you'll be on first page of Bing, too. And then you'll be on Apple Safari search engines for the iPhones. They default to the Google search results page, so you'll be top there on the iPhones. Android's owned by Google, so you're going to be there, too, on the mobile devices. And then they do Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. I think there's the AOL and All Pages, too. Those ones are a little old, but it'll all be outlined in your service agreement, like each individual directory. So we always tell you, like, if you're doing anything else online, double-check with us because it might be something that we already provided for you. You know, the idea is to kind of cast a net across the Internet for this area and make sure that if they're looking, you're still in those conversations, even if it's not directly coming from Google Guaranteed or the local maps listing there.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll get you leads. Our job is, like, make sure you're getting jobs so that we can get paid every month. All right.
I know. It's been...
Sorry, what was that?
Oh, I've just been, I don't know, just really, kind of weird. I've just been feeding for jobs almost. Like, I don't know.
This is normal, though. Like, for most business owners... I mean, some of them, they don't think so, unless you're like one of those 30-year-old businesses that's already got like a pipeline of business from before Google was even around, sure. But most startup businesses or businesses that have been developed in the last couple of years, they usually go through this phase of like, okay, I got to try a couple of different things to get our name out there. You'll identify what works best for your business, and then that's usually where you're like, okay, this is where to keep putting the money into because that's what's going to get me the results, right? So with this program, it's kind of like a blanket program that we're doing for you. It's going to cover a bunch of different platforms, and you'll be able to see results from each individual one. So it's the only one Google actually backs and guarantees are people that we pre-screen and hand off to you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So I got the your profile created. We do need to schedule a client interview for tomorrow. There will also be an interview for your Google Guarantee campaign since they're two separate campaigns. What time works best for you to do a client interview?
Oh, I don't care. I have nothing to do right now.
I could actually schedule one for today if you want to do it today.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I am so ready to get work started.
Okay. I love that. All right. Let me just double-check this calendar here.
I'm so tired of not waking up and not having
jobs. Yeah.
I mean, I mow 25
just as a man, though. That's just as a man. Like, it's frustrating to wake up and, like, okay, what am I doing today? Like, I don't want to be sitting here. This is boring.
Exactly. Cause I mean, yeah. I'm not. Like, my whole family's been, you know, telling me to go get a job or go to college, and I'm like, no, this is what I'm going to make my career out of, so.
Yeah. I love that.
What I want
like
to do.
I'm committed.
I mean, I mow like 25 yards, but I have like kids mowing for me. You know, I have some high schooler kids mowing for me, so it's like I can't just take their job away and go take their pay, you know, and then not. Whenever I do get landscaping jobs, I'll have somebody that's going to mow for me.
Yeah, you care about your employees. You know, that's huge because they're really the ones that are driving the machine. So it's good that you said that, though. So when we do this application and background check, we'll just focus on you. Because you're pretty young, and I don't know if these other guys, I mean, I know they just turned 18, but if we put them in there, they're going to want to run the background check on all of them.
Okay. I mean, you're going to run a background check on the one kid that's doing landscaping for me, if you want.
Doing face-to-face. Yeah, I just don't want to, here's the thing, like, I don't want to accept this, because the $250 for the application is non-refundable right out of the gate. First month's payments are non-refundable right out of the gate. So it's like, I don't want to go into that application and then you think everything's good with this guy and we put his name on there and then you get into the background check and there's something pops up. I mean, I doubt it. An 18-year-old likely doesn't have a felony charge and is still out running around.
Oh, okay. If that's what you're asking. No, he's 21, but no, I mean, he's definitely not felony. Okay. I mean, we are like, yeah, no, we are, yeah, I don't know, yeah, I'd be surprised if I ever got a damn felony charge in my life. I mean, I don't do shit like that, but.
Okay.
All I worry about is my business. I don't be doing, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but I know,
yeah.
I know damn well I'm not getting a felony charge, and I know none of my employees are, because we're just not, like, none of us are involved in shit like
not
that.
Troublemakers. Okay, cool.
Yeah, exactly, right. Yeah.
It's like you could be straightforward with me. It's fine. I'm like, I'm
yeah.
even I'm not the youngest guy either, but I got kids and stuff, and I've been around the block, so I've seen it all, done it all. Like, you can
yeah exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
So, Benson Holland. Okay, good. All right. So I got this client interview slot here. They said that we can do it between 4 and 5 CT. It's your time.
4 and 5.
Today.
Today, okay. And that, you said CT?
Yeah, Central Time. That's your time
okay.
zone, right?
All right. Yeah, and that's fine. So with the,
okay.
like, you know, if I just, so like with the interview and everything, I just tell them that, like, my friend, the 21-year-old Lucas, is working for me, and they just have to run a background check on him too?
No, I mean, they're not even going to bring this up. Like, I'm getting you so far down this pipeline right now that it's like I'm kind of like gatekeep, make sure that I'm not getting you into the program unless you're going to get all the way through to the end result kind of thing. So in the client interview, their focus is going to be on your local listing first. So they're going to want to know, like, what are the 15 keywords that you want to be found for your local listing there. We want to focus on getting you unsuspended, getting you verified, or deleting that one, starting from scratch if we need to. So they're going to be asking you questions pertaining to, like, a lot of the information I already got. But they want to know, like, the areas you guys travel to, the services you provide. That's going to be the basis of that call. They might ask you, like, a mission statement, what's your company slogan, simple things like that so that we can brand Holland Landscape and Lawn Care. During the client interview for Google Guarantee, which will be right after this one, I'm going to schedule them, like, back-to-back, okay? Then they're going to dive into Google Guarantee. This is where they'll focus on, hey, you know, did you receive your application, which I'm going to send to you right now, and I process the payment. Okay, is there any questions you have on the application? You want to make sure, like, we're getting you through that application, and then also what your parameters are for, like, what kind of leads will you accept of those categories. As I told you earlier, like, you can decide what you'll accept and pay a lead fee for. So they're all detailed on Google Guarantee, right? At the end of these calls, it's not like we're flipping a switch. We might still have to go and connect with Google, get you verified, right? But at least we'll have all the information from you on how to fast-track this and get it set up as fast as possible.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yep.
Sounds like a lot, but we'll just go step-by-step with you, Benson. I mean, the guys I work with,
okay.
they're not always tech-savvy. Sometimes I get, like, 70-year-old guys that we just got to, like, baby steps, crawl them through it, so... kind of designed
yeah.
to accommodate everybody.
That's how I feel with these bigger words you guys use. That's like, I don't know. Yeah,
oh,
I hear
okay.
a lot of things
Sorry.
I've just never heard before. No, it's okay. It's just,
you're holding the conversation well. It is. It is. But that, in order to be successful in business, you know, it's all valuable information. Like, you're going to hear them talk about
it is, yeah.
What's your goal for your cost per acquisition? And you're like, what? Cost per acquisition? And all they're asking is like, I'm willing to pay $50 tops for a job, like to acquire a job. And they go, okay, if the leads are $25, that means you need 50% of them to convert in order for you to be happy. You know, it's just your cost
yeah.
per acquiring a job. So the cost per acquisition, acquired currency. So it's,
yeah. I mean, I'm so like young and so new into it. Like, I mean, I've been mowing for 9 years and landscaping for 2, but like, I mean, I'm still like, you know, I don't have bills to pay. I still live at home. I mean, I'm not like that. I mean, I want to make money and grow everything, but like
yeah.
my really only big priority is that I'm not losing money in marketing. And I'm just at the same time, I'm growing and getting out there, but I'm
100%.
Like, I need
so
to be making like 75% on, you know, I'm not like that. You know,
here,
as long
here's
as
what
I'm not losing
can
money.
Assure you though. Try to focus on bigger projects in Google Guarantee. I don't know what your capability is, like with you and your guys and the kind of work that you're going to be able to do. Like, I don't know if somebody says, hey, can you do this whole backyard? And I want to maybe remove this or redesign the walkway. I did see some of your stuff on your website. So it looks like, you know, that's what you guys
oh.
do, but you
oh,
want
to yeah.
focus.
I'm not afraid to do anything.
Right. Right. So you want to focus on those with your leads, because if you're focusing on those kind of jobs and we're guaranteeing you 13 of those, Okay. Well, you paid $628 to get those 13 guaranteed. So when you go do the math later and those 13 guaranteed jobs are completed or 13 guaranteed leads that you've converted into jobs, the ROI is going to be like 10 to 1. That's when the numbers make sense. But you got to get all the way through the